This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to Wahine Atua, a space made for and by women in Taranaki. Whether you're tuning in at home, work, or with a cuppa in hand, you're in great company. Join us now for chats, laughter, real korero, and a whole lot of wahine power. It's Wahine Atua, on now here at Access Radio Taranaki. Welcome to Wahine Atua for another week. Nice for you to join me today, Crystal, Fee and Marcia.
Hello.
How are we all?
Wonderful.
Yeah, good.
Good, good, good. Hey, we've been talking the other day, Marcia and I were chatting about how Taranaki, we've got some beautiful things to see and do here. Do we actually go out and are we enjoying them? Are there places that we forget about or, you know, that we could go to? So why don't we kick that off today to have a chat?
Yeah, I mean, that came about because I were in town and I'd actually been by the foreshore. I was driving on the outside of the centre city and I just looked out and the ocean was just still. The sunlight was beautiful. And I thought, do you know what? We purposely moved to an area that was rural and coastal. And when was the last time I actually stopped and had a look at this beautiful coastline? Mm-hmm. So I did actually pull up. I pulled up into the car park there, got out of the car and just took a few deep breaths, took it all in, had a look round. And I thought, yeah, you know, we're bloody damn lucky. Mm-hmm. And I don't do this enough. I guess it's a bit like taking the mountain for granted, but seriously, I just thought, and the light at the moment with it being autumn, it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mid-afternoon, and I just thought, yeah, we're just so lucky. I need to do this more. Come and have a look and just breathe it in, smell the roses, and remember why we love this region so much.
No, I agree. I think that especially now with the weather being nice, we've got this lovely snap of weather at the moment. And, you know, I must admit, I'll have all these wonderful plans that I'm going to do something and then get sidetracked and don't do it. Crystal, we'll start with you. Where are you, some of your favourite places you like going and doing? Oh,
so I would daily go on a walk through the three bridges walk in Stratford. So definitely through there in the Western Loop. It would be very rare that I would catch up with Fee and we would, like, we don't just sit down and do coffee, like we always go for a walk somewhere, which is really lovely. It means that you get to experience a lot more of it. And I can't actually drive at the moment, so I'm finding that, like, exactly what Marcia was saying, it's very much like you're stopping, and it's always kind of been like my meditation. Like, meditation, so to speak, makes me very angry, actually, like, for whatever reason, makes me angry. But if I'm walking and if I'm, like, listening to Taya, like, our, like, really connecting and listening to the birds and all of that stuff, it's that's my kind of meditation. And I think, you know, instead of being stuck in this little box, you're really experiencing being out there and smelling the waves and, you know, like smelling the bush and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's like Rotokare is one of my favorite places. Wilkie's Pools, like there's so many cool things down like Stratford and South Taranaki that, like, I love coming up to New Plymouth because I get to experience the foreshore and, you know, being by the beach, which we don't in Stratford, but there's beauty in both places.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. What about you, Fee?
Well, actually, I like to find things that are, yeah, the Taranaki's just got so much. I think about it, like last weekend, Saturday, I went for a walk around Lake Rotokare during the day, and then we went back that night to spot Kiwi, which was amazing. So it's just sitting there on one of the benches, or actually at one point we were lying on the path, unfortunately no one walked through, but and just listening to the birds and the kiwi shrilling and calling each other, and it was magical. There was a few of us, and you know, there were about three or four kiwi, you know, actually seeing them, and it's a magical experience. And Lake Rotokare is great day or night. So we did that one day, and then the next day we went up to the ski field. So across terrifying bridge, which I'm trying to overcome my fear. Let's just say it's still there. and it does wobble a bit, but it was just beautiful. Like we were there and the clouds came in and, you know, and then it was sort of all covered and misty and then it was sunny. It also made me respect very much the fact that how people can get into trouble on the mountain. Because you go up there and it's beautiful. It was lovely when we first went up and then there was just like this cold and the you know, yeah. So, I mean, we've got to respect nature. That's the other thing. We must definitely respect it. But then I love taking the dog down to Howie Beach and just running stupidly. Well, the dog does, I don't. all over the place. So, and it's just, it's magical. I mean, and that's, all of those things are within 20 minutes of each other. And that's just, in South Taranaki and or Central as well. Yeah, King Edward Park. I love catching up with Crystal, anyone, or just, you know, get out at lunchtime and just go and stand on one of the bridges, listen to the babbling brooks and the kereru, yeah, the piwaka wakas, you know, doing its little dance, and sometimes you get dive bombed by a tui, and it's just absolute magic. And then when you go down into Hawera, you've got Naomai Park. You know, you've got to walk a little bit further to get to that, but that's even lovely with the ducks and the geese and, oh, well, who knows, I'm not that good with the birds, but some feathered objects that are on the water. And yeah, we are spoilt for choice. And all of those things that I've just said cost nothing other than your time and
That's
petrol,
right.
which can be an issue. But, you know, if you coordinate it, it's good.
I think one of my favourite views, which always catches me by surprise, and is when you're driving from Inglewood to Stratford and you look left in the winter and you can see the Central Plateau. There's many a time I've pulled up and just looked at that, because when we used to live at Midhurst, I used to drive down York Road, which is where I used to live, and on a winter's morning you could see the Central Plateau, and then I'd look in my rearview mirror and I'd see our manga. It were like, blow me away. Never get tired of that.
No, I think it's one of the most beautiful views that we've got here in Taranaki. Yeah, I see it when I drive home from work with starting mornings over the time mid-afternoon hits, and I drive back and it's a sunny day. It's just beautiful, particularly like as you're coming on that hill, as you're coming past from Egmont Village to Inglewood, you get such a beautiful, clear sunny.
Oh, you get that, Cahill. Yeah.
It's just beautiful. I tell you what else I really, really love doing, a nice place I really like going for a walk to, is out to the lighthouse out on the coast.
Oh, yeah.
A really nice spot to go out to, particularly.
Okay, Edmont Lighthouse.
Yeah, I love going out there on a rough day when the weather's really rough. I love going on that coast when the weather's rough. And the other place I like going to along the coast is Middleton Bay.
Oh, it's my favourite bay.
I think
Middleton Bay.
I really like going to Middleton Bay. I think it's a really nice spot to go to.
Don't tell people, because the reason I like it down there is because there's normally hardly
anyone. Yeah, no, there's not, Marcy, I agree. There's hardly anyone there. But it's such a nice little beach to go to, and I let the dogs off and let them have a run, and it's such a nice spot. We've been down there with the horses on occasion over the years, and it's another really nice spot to ride the horses down, because you've got a good access to the beach there.
It's nice to go and sit and eat your fish and chips.
Absolutely. Gorgeous spot. One thing I haven't done and I really want to do, but it's always put me off doing it because I'm a bit paranoid with heights, is Paratutu Rock. And I've...
Don't do it.
Is it horrific?
It's fine until you have to turn into a mountain goat.
I've heard that it's worse coming down than it is going up.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's well worth it.
Yes.
Maybe
Matthew's done it.
And I, Tracy, need to put on a big girl pants and do it one day.
Yeah, we'll
come with me. I will be your guide.
Maybe we need to be medicated, though, I feel.
Maybe I do. Now I'm really getting paranoid now hearing this.
I have gone halfway up.
Yeah.
To where this... just a little bit past where the steps ended, and I literally froze. I was unable to, and I was with my little grandson at the time, and he went, "See ya," and he just like a mountain goat up the top, and then he was running down those rocks. I was trying to breathe, not have a heart attack. it's like anything that's got just chain smashed into rock, I'm just feeling that doesn't seem like a good idea.
Maybe I'll reconsider that option.
I want to do it though. I do want to do it.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's a symptom of having lost a large amount of weight as well. Like you're so used to not trusting your body and things not holding you that it's
could
really...
be, you could be right there.
No, I'm just scared of heights.
Not great.
I'm a tall woman and it's a long way to fall for me. You guys are just much closer to the ground.
For me, it's a lack of fitness. I've got to the top of the wooden stairs. And then gone, I've had enough now.
No, I hear you, Marcy. I do hear you. It is, you know, like it's the fear things, isn't it? When you do things like
but
that.
Interestingly, though, both of those two things, when we have the workaway visitors or the woofers from overseas, those are two of the things that we always recommend that they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Paraitutu, you get the amazing views. Absolutely phenomenal views, and you get beautiful views of the ranges and the mountain from up there, and also then the Sugarloafs and all across to sort of like you just the all the beautiful views. And they're always young and quite athletic, the ones who come on the woofers scheme. But then they love the coast as well. Because it's, I mean, the one thing about that coastline is it's quite brisk, I think, for want of a better word. You feel the energy of the ocean.
Yeah.
That's what I always think. You feel like that. You've got to give respect to Mother Nature when you're on that coast.
You do. Hey, speaking of brisk, I'll tell you what, if you've never done it, make sure you do this. So if you're going to Moko and you get up and you turn, if you look as you're driving through the town, you know where the dairy is on the left-hand side, so if you're heading north.
Yep.
There, if you look up onto the, like onto the cliff by the sea, you'll see this building and it's got flags up the top and it's like a surf casting building or something like that.
Yep.
We drove up there. I'd never gone off on, like, heading my way, turning off the main road. I'd always just either stopped at White Bay down and pigged out on White Bay Fritters or stopped at the dairy or the loo and then we were on our way. We've never, like, I'd never stopped there. And it was when my great aunt was still alive and she lived at Te Kawiri and we met them there one day to meet them halfway because both mum and her obviously are elderly. And we went and parked up on there and it was the most amazing view across the coast, but it was the most wildest, windiest, windswept, because I love that coast when it's like, I think the roughness of the coast is what makes it so beautiful. And if you ever get a chance, go and park up there. It's another good fish and chip spot, Marcia, by the way. Yeah. But beautiful, absolutely beautiful, and like lots of room to park up and just look along the sea and look at the cliffs and just a stunning place. And I'd never done it. Obviously, have you guys done the Three Sisters, been out to Three Sisters?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I drive past and go, I must go down there.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know, which is exactly why we're having this conversation now.
Yeah.
You know, it's all these things that I must do that.
Even
you
know,
slowly taking them off.
See the little batches that are on the side. I mean, like, I could buy a batch along there. I absolutely would do in a heartbeat because they're just like the you know, traditional New Zealand little batches, aren't they? They're beautiful.
I have the fondest memory. My nana and her second husband had a batch in Awakino, and I used to love going down there and, you know, like catching kahawai. Well, they used to give us a little bait catcher and we'd go out and catch that while they caught kahawai. It was, oh man, the memories from that place.
Yeah, I did.
We went down there one New Year's Eve. The tide was right, just by luck we hadn't looked, but we actually got to walk right down onto the beach, and it's before the Elephant Rock crumbled. And I'd not heard of the Elephant Rock, so I turned the corner and went, oh, look at that, it looks just like an elephant, as if I was the first person to notice. You know, and then I come back and I'm sure Matthew's like, yeah, it's infamous, you know, everybody, damn it, I thought I was the first one to see it type thing. But my abiding memory is I got too close to one of the other three sisters that were poking out and there was some something nesting on the top.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And it kind of just let me know it wasn't very happy about me being there. It's probably the fastest I've ran while I've lived in New Zealand.
Yeah,
And on wet
absolutely.
sand, it's not great. But yeah,
Oh
it's
God.
sure. No.
Speaking
I
of
could
things
hear the
like,
Alfred Hitchcock music in the
yeah, I
background.
bet you could. Speaking of birds flying at you, dive bombing, I think you haven't become a true Taranakiite until you've walked through the bowl of Brooklands and Brooklands Park when the magpies are nesting, because
Oh, yeah.
they fly at you, and they've done that for decades. I can remember when the girls were babies walking through there, and you'd like having two kids in a pushchair would be like, how fast can you run to get under the bush, because they'd just be flying at you. But I mean, that's such a beautiful park to go to, isn't it? And that
Have
obviously.
any of you ever met Ross?
I've
Yes.
seen Ross, yeah, I have seen Ross, yeah.
Do
Yeah,
you know
Ross
who we
is
mean,
fun.
Fee?
No.
Ross
Ross
the
the cat.
cat.
Yeah. Oh, where's that? He's at
At the park,
Pookie
Pukekura Park and Bowl of
Park,
Brooklands.
Bowl of
I've
Brooklyn.
never, I've not met Ross, no.
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool. He's very friendly. Oh.
He's a black cat. He lives on the adjacent street, but he goes and, you know, the park obviously belongs to him, and he goes and he plays concierge all day. But he's quite infamous now. He's got his own Facebook page with quite a few followers, and there's a children's book written
Yeah,
about
Helen
him.
Griffiths has
And
written a
oh,
children's book.
really?
Yeah, she's
Yeah.
written a
Yeah.
children's
That was
book.
actually how I came across him. I saw him in the park and I was like, oh my goodness, what's this cat? And then, of course, other people walking past are like, that's Ross. He's got a Facebook page. So, like, you kind of get introduced to him that way,
He's
don't
pretty
you?
cool. Actually,
And he's really friendly.
he is. Yeah, he's
I've
really cool.
never, ever heard of him. Oh,
He's
well, bud.
actually a bit of a tourist attraction now because people from outside the region have heard of him, so they go to the park to try and find him.
Yeah, there's a cat like that in Harborough that goes into Countdown. It's probably bigger. And wanders along the street and just wanders into shops and things. It lives locally, but it just wanders along, just lies on the path. So no, I get it. I mean, they become quite famous.
Yeah, and of course you've got Mr. Pip at the hospital with Pablo, of course, causing all the scene.
There used to be one at the was it Foursquare in Kaupunga?
Oh, okay.
And my memory serves me right, had doors that kind of slid, and
Okay.
it used to, well, it used to lay right in the middle of the doorway. You used to have to
Oh.
like step over it to get in, but it and then you'd get near it and you just stretch and get bigger, you know. You'd be like,
Yeah.
but every like you didn't diss the cat, you know.
Yeah.
And that's fair and reasonable.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I think another place which is really good to go to is the seaside markets. They have great markets. It's another place I really like
Just
going
one problem with the seaside markets.
to.
I spend money.
No. You
It's a
do.
great place to catch
Okay.
up with people, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. I
I
think
actually
seaside
took
markets.
my grandson to the Kabarua, the big playground.
Oh, nice. Yes.
It was awesome. The only problem I had with it was he wanted to go down this really steep hill, and it had like the artificial grass on it and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's a bit steep for you. So we went down on our bums, and I got all this like little fiberglass or something from the, I don't know
Oh,
what it is that's in that material, but it was like all stuck in my leggings and all over my bum. And so I was like picking things out of my bum the whole time I was
oh no. It
walking. What it
must
would have looked
be
like, but.
the history of the slide there must have come back to haunt everybody, because back when my kids were little, Crystal, we used to be able to go down the slide and they'd get their bum burnt.
Yeah,
Like,
I remember.
it would get so hot. Yeah,
Yeah.
crazy stuff.
So there
I
was
know,
a
mate.
playground there before, was there?
Yeah, only little
There
to
was a big
me.
pirate ship, and there was some like kind of there was like a horse thing that you could go on, like a
Yeah, and the jungle gym thing.
yeah.
Yeah, but it
Yeah,
wasn't
really
in
big
its glory
slide, big
like it
metal
is
slide.
now. No, it's cool. It is really cool. Good place to go to. Another place I always liked going to when my kids were little, I used to like going to the Fitzroy Pools down the hill and go to the little paddle pool, because it was free, obviously, and they open it, the pool there, over summer. And it was such a nice place to go to if you had toddlers, because the slide was only a few inches deep and they'd be happily splashing around, and you knew that you could jump in quickly and not get absolutely soaked if you needed to. Because I've done that before. I had to do that once when the kids were little at the Kawerau pools, once when they were inside the pools and one fell over and I was dressed and she must have been about four and ended up having to, go on with all my clothes on like you do.
Even those rock
Yeah.
pools down there are really cool as well, like just
They
going
are.
look for having a look for crabs and all sorts of things. Like, kids love doing that.
Yeah, definitely. I'll tell you the other thing, which is a bit of a hidden treasure, and only because I've been there and I didn't even know, to be quite honest, what they offered, or if you want a place to go to as a woman to enjoy with a group of friends, and that's Blue Petal. So Blue Petal is up, you can head up towards the mountain from opposite Lake Minga-Mahoe. And they're up there, and she does classes and she does all sorts of things. You
Oh.
go and how to learn how to make seed crackers and concoctions, and she makes all these different sorts of tinctures and blended and infused honeys and balsamic vinegars and all that sort of thing. It's just worth going to. She's the most amazing garden up there, all of full of herbs and bits and pieces. A beautiful treasure to go and have a look at. Great website, by the way, which is really, really good to go and have a look at. And the other thing I love doing, and I know it's going to be really hard to twist your arms to come with me one day, and that is go and hop in the back room at Juno after you've done a tasting and sit in the conservatory out the back, because that is just a lovely way to spend a Sunday afternoon with a group of friends.
I
Besides.
quite like the gin tasting in Stratford.
Yes, that is great. Bendon Street, yeah, really good.
Yeah, we've taken took Mum the other year as for a Christmas present, and then we had other family over this year, and we took them, and is it Stuart who's
Yep,
there?
good to
He's
go,
just a
yep.
great storyteller.
Isn't he?
And he's quite a dapper dresser, eh? With his so my uncle who came along very much the same. He's got the mustache that he curls a little bit. So there were two kindred spirits there, and yeah, we could when it we were there a lot longer than we should have been. But yeah, they were bouncing off at each other. But that's the other thing, is when you get to these boutique type experiences that we've got in Taranaki, you get that much more personal service, hey, than
That's
if
true.
you're in a bigger city.
Yeah.
And that's what's always so your experience might be one thing first time you go, and then it might be something completely different the next time, because it all depends on who's in the room. It's not as if they've got a set script and they're strict on how many hours, minutes and seconds that you get.
Yeah, Everybody's Theatre is another place which I always reckon is really good to go and have
Oh,
a look at.
I
But
love
it's
that place.
beautiful, beautiful venue. Lovely to have. And the other thing which really shocked me the other day was hearing people in New Plymouth say that they'd never popped their nose into the T.T. King's Theatre. And I was
Oh.
really quite shocked that they hadn't been there. Because it's such a beautiful old lady building, to not have ever gone to T.T. to have a look at it. It just blows my mind.
The last time I went there, I went with my neighbour, and we were very excited because it was Downton Abbey was on, the
Oh,
final thing. So we went, and I'm like, I'll get there a bit early because it's bound to be packed. We were the only ones in. We had the whole cinema to ourselves,
And you know,
and
how nice
you're
is it to go there in winter, and Patsy and Baz and the team, they've put blankets on the seats.
like, oh, the blankets are cute, eh?
Aren't they
Yeah.
gorgeous? You get a
Yeah.
blanket. We
Well,
went there on
we
Friday.
dressed quite warm, and then we picked up a blanket before we went in, and then the heating was on. So we're like, because it was a bit warmer up top than it was that day when we were sat at the front, Tracy, when it was Petra. Was it
Oh,
Petra?
yes, we were that night. That was
And
cold.
that was a bit chilly down there, but it was we sat right in the middle at the top, and we were still whispering to each other because. And we're like, we can talk normally. It's like we sat at home watching TV. She says, yeah, but we can't pause it.
I couldn't believe that, hearing that people hadn't been to see it. I was really quite shocked.
But there's people like who haven't even seen, like the Romeo and Juliet, in Stratford with the glockenspiel and stuff. I mean, it is corny. I know that. Although I was quite impressed actually when it was Te Reo Māori week, they had them doing it in Māori. But I was thinking it doesn't quite match, like these
No.
very stiff. But it's still, as kitsch as it may be, it's still something to see. And to be
Yeah,
fair, it took me over 10 years to, well, even more probably, for me to actually stop and watch it. I mean, I'd hear it at times and think, oh, I must go and do that. We've got all these, we've just got such amazing things. And for kids, there's so many cool things. What about the park in Stratford with the little, with their little road things? Park.
That is cool.
Have any of you ever been to the Carillion?
No.
No, is
that? I don't know if it's still working. Now, when we first moved here, we lived up by the cathedral in New Plymouth on Fulton Street. And I'd be sat outside. So we moved here in June. I got the ranch sliders open because it was weather like it's been now, like a beautiful sunshine streaming in, and I'm applying for jobs. And I could hear these bells ringing. I'm thinking, in a bit, bells ringing to the sound tune of I am sailing. And I'm thinking, what? And there's so many different types doing that. I'm going to have to go and find these bells. Am I going crazy or...
Probably.
We live right at the end of Fulford Street. I could actually work out where the sound was coming from. So I walked up Marsland Hill.
Yeah.
And I saw them up there and I'm like, oh. So I stood there and then I read on it that they're on every now and again. Now, I don't know if it's because I know they're there so I don't hear them or whether they're not ringing anymore. But it was quite a nice bit of history up. Well, there's some history up there. Mm. Not all history is nice, is it? But there's some history up there that you can learn about. And then there's the not aquarium. You look in the sky with?
Oh, the observatory.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing to go to.
And that, I mean, I think that was something like $5 on a Tuesday night. You could go up and look at the night sky with all these. And they bring all these huge, big things out onto the grass. And, I mean, for $5, you've got an expert showing you the night sky. It was amazing.
I'll tell you the other thing, place I really do love going to, and it's probably, I don't mean to sound morbid, but I absolutely love in summer going through the Tehinui Cemetery. I think nothing more beautiful than going in there in summertime when all the flowers are just everywhere, and it's this massive colour amongst these old graves. It's just the most beautiful place, stunning place to walk through summer. I think it's gorgeous, and I find it really interesting looking at the old gravestones.
If I go anywhere with my mum, and we took her on holiday to Cook Islands, and I'm like, come on now, can we? It's amazing. You just hear this, read the stories of the people, and there were all the storyboards in there. And she's like, I'm learning more about the history of this small nation through the narrative on the gravestones.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. Hey, I hate to say it, half an hour is up. That's us for another week. God knows what we'll talk about next week, but we'll find but this gives you a few ideas anyway of what you can do while the weather's so nice. So get out and enjoy it. Ladies, thank you so much, and we'll catch you back next week here on Wahine Atua.
Lucky day.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.